Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, August 16th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article Snooker. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into topics from the vast and fast infinities of Wikipedia. Today, we're going to explore a game that combines precision, strategy, and a touch of theatrics, snooker. Now, you may be asking yourself, what exactly is snooker? Well, if you're at all familiar with billiards or pool, you'll find that snooker is like an elevated version of those games, played on a larger table with more nuanced rules and techniques. It's a cue sport that's often associated with elegance and finesse. In fact, it's the kind of game that demands not just skill, but a mental acuity that can sometimes resemble a high-stakes chess match. Snooker originated in the late 19th century among British Army officers stationed in India. How interesting is that? A game that started far from its current popular venues of the United Kingdom and China can trace its roots to a military pastime. The name snooker itself is said to have derived from a term used to describe a rookie or inexperienced person. And yes, it referred to the players at the table before they became proficient in the game. As we delve deeper into the game, let's touch upon the essential tools of the trade, the equipment. The snooker table is significantly larger than a standard pool table, measuring 12 feet by 6 feet, and it is covered with a distinctive green baize cloth, which gives it that classic look. The balls used in snooker also have their own unique features, with one white cue ball, 15 red balls, and 6 colored balls, yellow, green, brown, pink, and black. Each ball has its own point value, which adds layers of strategy to the gameplay. Now, a thought for you, listeners. Have you ever played a game that required not just skill, but also psychological acuity? Think about that as we discuss the scoring system employed in snooker. Players gain points by potting balls in a defined order, scoring from 1 point for the red balls up to 7 points for the black ball. The game can be won by building a superior frame score, eventually leading to an overall match win. Let's talk about the professional side of snooker. The World Snooker Championship is perhaps one of the most prestigious tournaments in the snooker calendar. It's held annually at the Crucible Theatre in Sheffield, England, turning the spotlight on some of the greatest talents in the game. It's fascinating to think about how players invest years of practice to finally compete on this grand stage, showcasing their hard work and dedication. Do you remember the first time you watched a high-stakes sporting event? The thrill, the adrenaline, the suspense of every shot? When it comes to snooker, the atmosphere during a match can be electric, particularly during crucial moments. Players tend to take their time pondering their next moves, which can easily have audiences held in suspense, hanging onto the edge of their seats. Speaking of audiences, let's recognize snooker fans across the globe. Snooker has truly expanded its reach, especially in countries like China, where the game has exploded in popularity over the last few decades. Players such as Ding Junhui have become household names in their homeland, helping to inspire a new generation of snooker enthusiasts. Now let's imagine for a moment. What if you could communicate as intensely with your opponent as you do in a spirited debate or an intellectual confrontation? The nuances of snooker create a fascinating dynamic. Each player is largely battling themselves as much as they are their opponent, creating opportunities to overthink and make opportunities for brilliance or blunders. It truly is a sport where psychological strategy plays a critical role. But with great strategy leads to great responsibility. Like many sports, snooker also faces ethical challenges, especially regarding gambling and match fixing. There are historical examples where players faced repercussions for their actions, leading to stricter regulations and oversight. Isn't it intriguing how the world of sports mirrors the complexities of our own lives, with its own mixture of triumphs and ethical dilemmas? To wrap up our exploration of snooker, I cannot help but marvel at how this game, rooted in British military history, has now become an international spectacle, reflecting cultural shifts, ethical considerations, and, of course, human ingenuity. As we end today's episode, I encourage you to ponder a question. In what ways does the strategic element of snooker parallel decision-making in our daily lives? Think about it. Next time you're faced with a challenge, will you approach it with a strategic mindset, just like a snooker player eyeing their next shot? And remember, if you're interested in diving deeper, I highly recommend reading the Wikipedia article on snooker. There's a wealth of information just waiting to be explored, from the historical context to the modern developments in the game. Thank you for joining me today. Until next time, keep your mind open and keep exploring the vast world of knowledge out there.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Snooker. Thanks for listening. See you next time.